Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, should we be laughing that the Warriors appear to have died yesterday? Or should we be thinking about the fact that perhaps that's happening in front of us with the Houston Astros?
Got to take some pleasure somewhere, man. Dance on that grave. Dance on that grave. It's not like the Astros haters are going to hesitate to dance on theirs. Do it.
Okay, so you took some joy in that?
Yeah. Crip walking all over that grave, baby.
All right, so down go the Warriors. Klay Thompson, man. Well, that was bad.
Ofer.
Ofer.
I was actually happy to see him go Ofer.
Yeah.
I can't stand him.
Yeah, he's one of the most overrated.
He's the worst. He's the worst one out of the bunch.
He's one of the most overrated players in NBA history.
Well, I mean,
I would rock with Draymond Green before I rock with him,
now,
man.
Wow. As a Rockets fan, he did do some of his best
Klay
work,
Thompson.
I will say.
That's cool.
Klay did a lot of his best work against the Rockets, so I got a little PTSD on Klay.
He had those RFLs, too. Rick Fox looks wide ass open, man. Good job.
I mean, that's their system.
Yeah, good for you,
that's
man.
That's their system, man.
Somebody else I can't stand. I couldn't stand Rick Fox.
Steph and KD are getting you those open looks, buddy. Yeah, not enough now, sir. Yeah,
good work if you can get it.
Yeah, good for him.
Now dude can't move.
Yeah, he can't move. He did get hurt. I want to ask this, though. We're going to have a Final Four, most hated squads around here. We're going to break this down. Who you hated the most? And it's going to be a little basketball mixed in with a little football. Because, quite frankly, when it comes to like the best of the best with the Astros, I mean, I would have put the Yankees in it, but they never beat you. So, can you? I mean, it's cool to hate, but you're kind of punching down when you start hating on the Yankees.
Yeah, but the Yankees, I mean, how much of that has to do with, in a lot of these rivalries, honestly, just as much to do about their fan base, the opposing fan base, as it does the actual team. Because I think what really struck a chord with Astros fans is, A, probably this little brother mentality of, you know, it being the Yankees. And then B, the F. Altuve chants. I think that's part of it.
Team number one is going to be tough to beat. The 1990s Jazz. John Stockton in those short-ass shorts. One of the dirtiest players to ever do it. Jeff Hornacek licking his damn hands with that thin-ass hair and those short shorts, looking pasty as hell. Almost naked whenever they wore white jerseys. Greg Ostertag. Goodness gracious.
I couldn't stand him.
I told you about when I was talking crap about him behind his family.
Did, yeah. You know, you have told this story.
Yeah, I was basically, after the game, I was sitting where the families were, and me and my friend were saying that he sucked so bad, he should basically end himself. And these people kept looking back at us like weird. Ended up being him, man. It ended up being his family when he came out. And I still asked for his shoes. Didn't get them.
Oh, I wonder why.
Karl Malone. Karl Malone. One of the best scorers in NBA history, but really dirty player. kind of a thorn in the side. And then you had the Byron Russells.
Man, I hated everybody on it. Shandon Anderson. I hated every single
Howard Isley.
Remember Carl Malone?
Howard Isley.
Adam Keefe. Remember Adam Keefe?
Yeah.
Remember Carl Malone used to talk to himself during the
ball? Yeah, he talked to the ball.
They all had a thing. Carl Malone talked to himself, and Jeff Hornacek rubbed the side of his face as like a wave to his family or something like that.
Jerry Sloan with his Thrift Town suits.
Yeah.
Always yelling at people, looking pissed. Yeah, the Utah Jazz team number one. Is there anyone that you hate as much? Their first round opponent, the Golden State Warriors, kind of a thorn in the side of the Rockets. Let's use the Kevin Durant Golden State Warriors. Steph Curry with the mouthpiece. I feel like people talk themselves into that.
Yeah.
Klay Thompson, Draymond, obvious reasons. KD, you go from Oklahoma City, you go join the Warriors. Steve Kerr always has something to say.
Yeah, always. Always.
You
can just say Draymond. Players
come and go.
Draymond in and of himself.
So, do you hate the Warriors or do you hate the Jazz more?
Yeah, this one isn't particularly close for me. It's going to be the Jazz by a landslide. Like, at least the Warriors, and I don't love them. I'm dancing on their grave, like I said. But at least they were great. At least they did win championships. They won four titles over the years. It's an actual dynasty. It's an actual dynasty. The Rockets and these Jazz, like, you lost to a bunch of schmucks. I get they went back-to-back finals, but that ain't no dynasty. That ain't no legacy.
No, they never won.
Just a bunch of schmucks, man. So
ugly-ass uniforms, too.
Ugly-ass uniforms,
man,
on top of
that. Those uniforms were trash.
They should have stuck with the purples that they had before that or whatever they went to after that.
Those were trash, too.
They're better than that whatever mountain thing they were trying to go with, the light purple. Honestly, that was a bad era, of especially at the time. I feel like I've gone back and come around on the Rockets uniforms at that time, but at the time, I thought that was as ugly as well.
Did you like the Karl Malone where he put his hand on his head and dunked? Did you think that was cool?
Man, I don't know who
he
thought
he
was.
He used to always do that, do the hand on the head. That was, of all the, like, signature things, that might be one of the corniest in league history.
Yeah.
You're just dunking normal and you're putting your hand on your head?
Yeah.
I hated that.
Dog, you 6'10", man.
And swaggerless.
Yes.
Swaggerless. No swag at all. And you're going to try to do something mildly swaggy? Sit your ass down.
And then they would try to get the guy on the squad that was like the least corny, and he would just look terrible. Byron Russell?
Oh.
Like, on any other team, you'd be like, all right, this guy's okay. Then he goes on the Jazz. It's
yeah.
Like, remember Antoine Big Dog Carr when he was washed up with those
damn
Oakley shades?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Antoine Carr?
Lord.
Remember these cats, man.
Howard Isley,
man.
He was corny as hell, too. He'd come in there trying to run the pick and roll for Stockton.
Another one, swaggerless.
What about Jeff Foster?
Oh, I forgot about Jeff Foster. That's a good one.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a good pool.
They never had a player that I liked. Like, there was never, like, a player where I was like, all right, yeah, I can get down with this. Man, I hated the Jazz. Absolute trash.
Maybe Jacques Vaughn. But he didn't play.
Are you kidding me? But Jacques Vaughn?
But he didn't play. No, I mean,
did you like Jacques Vaughn?
Yeah, what's likable about Jacques Vaughn?
I liked him at Kansas, that's all. I thought he was good at Kansas. What?
Jacques Vaughn?
He was the least problematic of all of them, but it was probably because I saw the least of them.
And then they got Scott Padgett on the back end.
Scott Padgett, that's right.
Man, that team was corny. So Jazz advance.
Yeah.
Next one, Patriots dynasty. That's about 20 years worth. It's really kind of hard because there were some times where I liked what they were working with, and there are other times where I was just like, man, I'm tired of these guys. I'm sick of them.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Patriots dynasty. Where's your hate level? Healthy hate when it comes to the Patriots dynasty.
Yeah, there's a healthy amount of it. I would say it's mostly, though, like, just, I think that one is actually tied to some envy. Because, I mean, if you can tell me that you'll give my local football team 20 plus years of sustained success, like, I think I'm just as annoyed by the success as anything. So, like, the scandals don't bother me as much. I thought Deflategate was dumb. I thought even Spygate was, to a certain degree, pretty dumb. Now, they had something else in between there that was pretty damn serious. But, I don't hate the Patriots nearly as much as I hate those two basketball teams that we just talked about. I can tell you that.
Next one, most hated squads, taking on the Patriots. So the Jazz are up there. The current Chiefs dynasty. Do you have any hate for the current Chiefs dynasty?
Not the dynasty itself or the Chiefs themselves, just the one moment. The one moment that I don't really want to relive right now, but we all know what that one moment is. It was 4 years ago. It happened. And I do think that it's worth pointing out that that is a very seminal moment in the Chiefs dynasty, right? It's a big part of it. So don't feel great about that, but it did happen. The rest of it I'm cool with. The rest of it I can live. I just don't like how it started because it happened at Houston's expense.
So we're going to have to give this to the Jazz.
Oh, man, there's no – you had the Jazz in there early, and I'm like, okay, good luck on topping that because I hate them with every fiber in my being.
Very unlikable squad.
To this day.
No doubt.
I think Vernon Maxwell is still, like, liked in this community for all of the trolling of the Jazz fans that he does on Twitter. I think that's the sole thing that's got him still relevant because he is willing to go out there and troll the Jazz on the internet.
Yeah, dude did quit.
Yeah.
During a playoffs.
And how do you make up for it? By trolling the Jazz. By being enemy number one of the Utah Jazz.
People mentioning the St. Louis Cardinals, Pujols, and
they gotta be up there.
All them Braves.
Gotta be up there.
All those years.
Gotta be up there.
Kind of thorn in the side, so little healthy amount of sports hate. Good news for the Astros, if you were looking for it. Justin Verlander going to pitch Friday. Framber Valdez going to be back for the road trip. So the top two guys in your rotation, one future Hall of Famer, one guy that has been kind of knocking on being an ace, those two guys are going to be back. So much needed for the Astros. How do they look when they come back? That's to be determined. But the Astros needed this news. They got it. And if they can avoid the sweep today and maybe get some sort of momentum, maybe they can dig themselves out of this early hole that they put themselves in.
Yeah, man, it's the biggest thing. Like, and after this, now, like, obviously depending on how they look, but now it's like, can they put it together? Because it's not like they haven't gotten, or like they didn't get quality, you know, or something close to it in their two most recent starts, and then you just didn't get enough from your bat. So, I mean, the issue is that, you know, if one thing's not working or one thing starts working, the other one doesn't. So you insert these guys into your rotation, and that's great. But timely hitting still an issue. Hitting good pitching still sometimes an issue. So, yeah, it'd be nice today in this day game to see, you know, some semblance of offense today. But you know, before it's too late, before it's like the end of the game and it doesn't matter. Garbage.
Whenever the offense is there, the pitching's not. Whenever the pitching's there, the offense is not. That's a sign of a bad start. So
yeah,
we'll see if they can turn it around. Landry Locker, B. Scott, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, around the National Football League. The Texans, they're pretty dang popular. If you don't believe me, we'll hear from one of the faces of the franchise next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.